Hello.
Hello.
Much better.
Are we live?
Yeah,
Are we
we are
recording?
live.
Is the reel to reel? You got a new cassette on there and a new what are those things called? Reel?
The dire wraiths are no longer intercepting our signal.
The Dire Straits.
The dire wraiths.
What is that?
They're the aliens in ROM.
Oh. They're called the Dire Straits?
No, wraiths.
Oh, wraiths, the dire wraiths.
Yeah, not the Dire Straits. Money for nothing and chicks for free now.
I know, they just want our money. They want to steal our money and take our chicks. Damn
Yep.
aliens.
Damn aliens. I just remember the guy in the video was barefoot all the time. I was like, what the fuck is that? Can he afford shoes?
Doesn't have no money. He just wants free money. It is funny though, that song is like completely connected in my mind with videos because that was like one of the early videos
Yeah, it had those
they used to
animated
play.
characters.
Yeah,
I want my MTV. I think that was Sting that actually said that. Like, he did the voice
this
of
is that
that.
part, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when videos were everything.
Yeah, it's when we could sit there and watch music videos all day. Now that kind of sucks. I could see why MTV went away.
Well, it hadn't been. They don't do these things just because they decide they don't want to show videos anymore. They do it because no one's watching the video shows and everyone's watching the other shows. So
Yeah.
it doesn't make sense to
But you could,
anymore.
as a teenager, it was a big deal. You could sit there and watch MTV all day. Ah, hell, it's snowing again.
Oh boy. We haven't had snow like in a month.
We had like 80 to 100 mile an hour winds, man.
I know
It
it took down
tore our fence, yeah.
your entire fence. Your new, wasn't that a new fence too?
No, that's not new, but when we built it really sturdy, so it was like double on both sides. That's probably what made it so heavy. And then once it broke one of the posts, the whole thing just came
It's
tumbling
like
down.
dominoes, yeah.
Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah. Them's the breaks.
Was gonna say, I remember before MTV, you'd just have to watch videos on like little local video shows. I remember in Toronto, there was two different shows. There was Toronto Rocks and video. What was the other one called? It was video something. Video singles or video. I don't remember what the other one was called. Listeners, if anyone knows, please call in. The number is Mike, what's the number
1-800 sucks a lot.
again? Sucks a lot. And on one of the shows, you'd have to call in to vote for like your favorite videos, and they would do like the top five videos of the day every day.
Yeah. For us though, it would play like really late. Like really late. Like after 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. So you would have to record it on a VHS
Yeah,
and then watch it
the
later on.
VHS and hope it recorded properly.
And that was kind of like before MTV like blew up. You
Yeah, that
get
was
to see
before.
video, yeah. I mean, MTV was, I think, out. I just didn't have cable
Yeah, I was
at the
gonna say
time.
that
Came,
a
we
lot of
got
people didn't have
cable
cable
later,
yet.
yeah.
We didn't even have cable, so.
We had something called the Limelight.
That sounds familiar.
It was weird. It was like one sat. It was a weird satellite dish, and it just pointed in the air and gave you one station. And
Okay.
it had some movies, but it's like they don't. It was weird. It operated like between 5 p.m. and midnight, but they'd show like
Dirty
movies.
movies.
Yeah, well, not they weren't all dirty.
Strange that they were only during a certain time. I don't know why they wouldn't be
Yeah, I don't
out.
know. It was bizarre.
You're high tech.
Yeah. And then we just had regular TV and then watched the videos like that.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Kiss Lick It Up and Video Killed the Radio Star and The Fix, Red Skies at Night. They weren't the greatest videos, but they were like ingrained in my head because it was cool to see music. Like at that time, I didn't know what a concert was.
Yeah. Didn't?
No, I went to my
Hadn't been to
concerts, I
one.
think, in my senior year. I've seen live music, but it was kind of like just bands you'd see at the state fair playing outside. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So you hadn't been to a big, elaborate thing. I remember on the video show, I only remember calling in one time to vote for a song, and it was, or for a video, and it was for Def Leppard, Rock of Ages.
Oh, that's a good choice.
And I was like number one for several weeks. It was very
Yeah.
exciting.
We got Mr. Bill Bomer on line two. He's asking for Def Leppard, Rock of Ages.
And it was, yeah, back then, like, you'd call and someone would answer and you'd say,
And then he'd say,
I
"Ooten,
like
gleeten, glotten,
it.
glotum." I got something to say.
I had
That whole CD is ingrained. I mean, cassette tape is what I had. Is ingrained in my brain.
Yep, I had that. I think I probably still have that tape, that cassette tape
So
somewhere.
do I. I played it like, I think it's a little worn out because I played the hell out of it.
Yeah. That was an epic album in our age range childhood, I
Yeah.
think.
Well, we used to go on these long vacations, and they were long because we would never pay for a plane. So we'd like go in the family truckster, and we'd have. Back then, they didn't worry about kids' seat belts, you know. So we'd be in the back of the truck with the shell camper in there. And my dad made these like chairs you could sit on, and you, they w he wired some speakers back there, so he wouldn't have to hear the nonsense that we were listening to.
To drown you out.
Yeah, and then he'd say, "Well, what do you want to hear?" And we'd have our little thing of cassette tapes, and man, we must have hear. I remember hearing the Beatles, like the greatest hits. I can't remember exactly which one it was, and Def Leppard over and over again. Oh, and REO Speedwagon, High Fidelity.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. We had similar. We just had station wagons, so we would take turns like laying in the back of the station wagon amongst the
Yeah,
luggage.
yeah.
That was
Well,
always the best.
even in the car, we had a Mav. Was it a Maverick? Yeah, I think it was a Maverick. And we were little kids, and we couldn't sit still and stuff. So my dad built a bench, like to take over where your legs go to sit straight, and we would just lay back there and read comics and whatever. When you go back and think about it, it's pretty dangerous. You're like a flying projectile. But back then, nobody wore seat belts. Not even the drivers.
Yeah. Well, that's because that's just when they made the those soon after they made the switch from not having any seat belts,
That's
right?
when they didn't have all these goddamn cell phones and people not paying attention to the road. It was the good old days when people knew how to
That's
drive.
right. You paid attention. Your
Yeah, people
presence.
paid attention. You had nothing but to do to pay attention to the road.
You had the road and you had AM radio and you had your 8-track player.
That's right.
And your cassette tape.
Times were much simpler. And we used to stop at. Did you guys have Stuckies?
No. I know what they are, but we didn't have them.
Yeah. They were like just like restaurant slash gas station slash like you could stock up and get stuff. In the middle of nowhere, in between major cities, you just drive, and we'd always stop at those. And they always had a spinner rack, usually of comics.
Nice.
I noticed that the midpoint between here and Albuquerque, there's a gas station we always stop at, and they have a spinner rack, and it's got like comics from the 90s, though.
Oh, they still have
Yeah. But it's like they don't restock it. It says used comics and magazines.
so it's like we'll get rid of the spinner rack once we sell all of the comics from it.
Yeah.
It's gonna take us 50 years.
It's not like
Built into it.
a really good. It's more like a magazine rack. Those are easier to find than the comic book racks.
Yeah, I don't see those anymore. They used to be at grocery stores 10 years back, but
Yeah, the magazine, like if you start Googling like comic racks slash magazine racks, it's easier to find the magazine one than it is to find the comic one. And
Oh
if you
yeah.
do find the comic one, they're either really beat up, like you'd have to build it, fix it yourself, or you spend like a lot of money. I mean, they're expensive. Because I was thinking of getting one just to have one in the basement, like as a retro thing. Like I know
Yeah.
Bob Breitel has one.
Yeah, a lot of people have those for
Yeah.
nostalgic reasons.
But it's way out of I can't remember, but somebody's wife was asking several of us to look out for him, and that's when I really got serious about looking for one. You know, 'cause we were looking for her husband. And I was like, man, she gave us what she wanted to spend. And I'm like, I can't find anything in this range.
Not even a beat up one.
Not, well, I don't think she wanted a dysfunctional one, which would not be able to stand
Here's
and
all bent,
have to
rusted.
weld it together. I
I found one for you, right in your
mean,
price
some
range.
people know how to fix stuff up really well. Like, you know, you watch the History Channel and those guys, they'll take beat up stuff and fix it up and sell it.
That's because that's how they make their living.
Yeah.
Well, and doing a TV show.
I like that show, American Pickers.
I know you do.
I
You
love it.
mention it often.
Yeah, I love it. My dad got me hooked on that. He got me hooked on two shows that he watches all that stuff. Like if I go spend time there for work or whatever and I stay with my parents, they watch like my dad will sit there and watch that like all day because it's on all day. And then Flea Market Flip. And I forget what the other one. Oh, the other one's when they try to flip a house, you know, they buy it beat up and then they'll
Yeah, fix
rebuild
it
it and
up.
flip That's what they're doing to the house next to us. I was up so upset.
Really
I
flipping it?
saw a, well, there, somebody, it's been like, the bank has owned it for like, I don't know, maybe a year and hasn't done anything with it. And they sold it to somebody in Arizona. And now I saw like a car out front yesterday for rental. So they're going to turn it into a rental. It's kind of weird that it happened because me and Barb were like, man, if we didn't have Harley, we should just let the fence stay down and then they'd have to fix it. Do you know what I mean? Because in order to
Oh, so
rent
it
it,
was in between the yards.
yeah. And it really would have been a good strategy, but you know, I wanted to fix it for Harley.
Yeah, for Harley.
Luckily, their fence stayed intact, so she just had one big yard.
Okay.
And she's a strange dog, man. She'd rather be inside than out, unless it's like really hot, like if it's like 80 degrees. Then she likes to go hang out in the sun. But if it's not, she'd rather be inside the house. She's a real homebody. Yesterday, I
She
took
goes
her for
where
two walks and I wore her out so bad, she's like passed out. But this isn't dog watching podcast or dog walking.
this is Geek Brunch,
This is Geek
episode
Brunch.
251.
Yeah, ooh, you knew the number.
I knew because I noticed last episode was 250. Our
Yeah.
big 24-hour 250 celebration.
That only turned out to be 2 hours or so.
Yeah, damn Skype recorder.
We had 24 hours of footage. We could have just like broke that episode up into like several of them and then we'd been done for the year.
Oh, that
Have
was a
been
good point.
24 episodes.
Think about that next time.
Yeah, but you just don't update your tech, man. If you would just update your tech.
I have a smartphone now.
Yeah, it took you forever. You know what, though? I almost miss having the flip phone. It's a distraction.
Is a distraction.
I mean,
Let's.
it's cool that like Daryl and Campbell and people can IM me throughout the day, but We used to just call each other, or like schedule it on the forums, the forums for geeks.
That's why the Forum for Geeks was killed.
Yeah.
Because of smartphones, texting.
That's right. The forum was killed. All communication through the forum.
I remember when the Forum for Geeks, man, when it blew up, that was so huge. We had like probably about 10,000 people posting on our threads.
Yeah, it was huge.
Huge. Especially in the Northeast.
We were very popular.
In Maine for some reason.
Yeah, Canadians.
And the Canadians were, man, the Canadians in general.
I think you drew the Canadians in. It was all your Canadian TV talk.
Oh yeah. I've been watching a lot of Canadian TV lately.
And you used to have an accent back in the day. You say, "Good
Yeah,
day, eh?
take off. Take off, eh?
Take off, eh? Bag bacon."
Some back bacon.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me. We were on our way to, I think it was Christmas, and on my way to my cousin's house. And on the radio, they were playing like the favorite Christmas songs of like the hosts or whatever. And
Yeah.
one guy's favorite song came on. He said, "It's a little unusual, but this is my favorite." And it was Bob and Doug McKenzie's "The 10 Days of
Yeah.
Christmas," and I was very excited. And my
Yeah.
son was like getting a kick out of it. He's like, "This is my favorite song." I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah, that is a great one. We used to have the
Singing along with it.
Bob and Doug McKenzie's Christmas album.
Yeah,
'Cause they used
we
to
had
have
that too
one
on
on it.
LP.
I didn't have it on LP. I had it on, I said album, but I meant we had it on cassette.
Cassette, yeah.
Yeah. We didn't
I
buy
have some of
LPs
that.
because the reason we didn't buy LPs is because the LP couldn't go into the car.
Right.
Yeah. So it was like a big deal. The LP sounded way better. I mean, the sound quality on an LP is
Yeah,
way better.
you just make a copy of it on the tape.
Yeah. But
I have a
then you
shitload
have to
of
have
cassette
that
tape of the albums on the
capability.
tape.
What do you just like
Yeah.
put it next to the speaker and hit play, record, and then it's even shittier.
That's what you do today.
Because you didn't
No,
really have the
we had the
embedded,
high tech.
you didn't have the embedded recorders for the for the stereo players until like the 80s, right? In the 70s, well,
Yeah, that album was from the 80s, though.
yeah, but they didn't come until like later, where it had the cassettes and the.
No, but they had stereo. We had a stereo, so.
I don't remember if I could record off the album. I guess I could,
If you had a stereo, you could.
but that was like my high school years. It was a, I had a stereo where I know I did because I had the Stacy Q album and I recorded it onto a
The cassette.
cassette.
And
And
then
I remember borrowing some albums from Barb too. Like she had like Depeche Mode Black Celebration or something like that. I remember I recorded that onto cassette.
you had to, because then that's like when Walkman started coming out, because then you'd have to record everything onto cassettes to listen to
Yeah.
on the go. Good times.
Or record it off the radio with all the commercials and everything.
I did that many times.
So did I.
There was one radio station in Canada that used to play like extended dance mix versions of songs like in the late hours.
Yeah.
So I used to like overnight, so I used to like record that, and then I could hear all, 'cause back then when they brought out a lot of hit songs, they brought out the singles and they had like the extended versions of it. So some songs I only knew from the extended versions. I never knew the like actual versions.
Ah.
But I knew the extended dance
Well,
mix version.
sometimes they'd have really good radio shows at night that you could record, and it was like commercial free. I mean, that you'd still get the DJ saying this is so and so, blah 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 blah. But
DJ Rock.
yeah, but you would not get the commercial because they would do a commercial free hour block or something. That was awesome.
Yeah, I don't think in the ones I recorded overnight there was commercials. Or at least in the time I was
Yeah,
recording.
they would save all the good stuff for like really late. And you'd have to know the show was there and then record it.
And then I remember when I was younger, I would record Dr. Demento. Whatever, because I think that was on late too.
What was that?
Dr. Demento?
Yeah.
That's the, like the parody songs.
I don't remember those. I mean, like
Like
Weird
Weird
Al Yank.
Al and.
Okay, I know what you're talking
Yeah,
about.
Weird Al and.
That was a big thing for a while.
Yeah, that was popular in the early
I mean,
80s.
Weird Al is the only one I could really name, but it
Yeah, he's
kind
the only one that
of broke
survived,
out
crossed
where
over.
people like to do that.
I was never that into that stuff. Although my brother had the Weird Al in 3D, I think it was, album. And I did
Oh,
like that.
yeah.
I did enjoy that album, that LP.
Which one did that have on it? Do you remember?
I
The
don't remember what
knockoff,
the.
but he knocked off so many songs. I don't. His
Yeah, I
videos were
can't
pretty
remember
cool.
anymore.
The videos, because he would parody the video too, not only the song but the video.
Yeah, I used to like his original stuff too.
Did he have original?
Oh, I know in that album, I remember there's Nature Trail to Hell in 3D. Always like that one. I don't remember what the. I'm sure there was like some Michael Jackson song on that. Here, let's see.
Was
Eat It. Eat
the
It.
not
That was
beat
the Eat
it.
It album, yeah. I Lost on Jeopardy. That was good.
Yeah, that was the Greg Kinn band knockoff. I used to like Greg Kinn, but when the Jeopardy song came out, I didn't care for it. I remember the video because it was about wedding. It was about a wedding.
I think the Weird Al song kind of ruined the original song because once then when you heard the original song, all you could think of was the Weird Al lyrics.
Yeah, knock off. Well, we have a live question from Martin Ferretti.
Right, from
All
the Legion of Nerds.
right. Legion of Nerds. It is if Jaws swam up on Hook Jaw, who would win in a fight? Depends if it was Jaws 3D or just regular Jaws, I think.
I'm trying to remember the Hook
Well, we
Jaw.
don't we haven't even seen
Oh,
Hook
that was,
Jaw.
yeah, you just got a peek of it at the end.
We just know here's what we know. No, Hook Jaw would win because Hook Jaw has like some kind of telepathic power with other sharks,
Yeah,
right?
Hook Jaw has the posse.
Yeah, he's got three bitches.
I think Hook Jaw might be a girl too.
It could be. Could be like a little daisy chain.
Yeah, oh, they're gonna fuck up that Jaws, dude. 'Cause they're gonna lure him in.
Yeah.
They're gonna lure him in. Hey, big boy.
Hey, big boy, and they'll just eat his ass.
So, well, yeah, one of them will lure Jaws over, and then the rest of the sharks will just come in, and it's over.
Yeah.
Then Hook Jaw will come in and bite off his head, or some
I
another part of his body.
look forward to seeing those because I'm reading them as they come out, so
You know
I
what they would probably do? Probably one of the females would go out and lure Jaws in, and then Jaws would they would start doing it, and then one of the then the Hook Jaw would just come in and bite off his head.
He wouldn't stand a chance because he's got
Because
that
he's
communication.
preoccupied.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too easy. It's too easy.
Yeah. Maybe
Guys are
he's
too
more
easy.
effective at eating humans though. Like if he was to go single-handedly in a beach, maybe he'd eat more humans than Hook Jaw.
Yeah, human eating contest.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, that's yeah, probably.
Martin doesn't like Jaws. I don't understand that. He watched it when he was 9. Do you think that's an age to
That would
watch
be.
Jaws at and
It's probably a little
appreciate?
young on the young side to appreciate it. More like 12 or 13, I would say.
Yeah, that's what I think. 'Cause it's an awesome film. I remember I was scared to go to the beach
That it
after watching
is.
that.
You always got to look in the water.
Yeah, and at that time that Jaws came out, there was Orca, there was The Beach. There was a lot of horror movies involving sea
Well,
creatures.
yeah, once one movie does good, then there tend to be a lot that follow the same genre. And I remember seeing Jaws 3D. Not in I didn't see it in 3D though. That's terrible. I don't really remember it though.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna
I
give it the
think Jaws 1 and
entire
Jaws 2
meat
I
shot.
liked, and then it got really weird. But the 3D, at least they made it for 3D, because I remember it looked pretty cool. Like they had
Yeah.
harpoons and stuff coming out of the screen. Now 3D movies don't necessarily target like,
The
oh,
3D part of it.
this is poking you, but the whole movie's in 3D. Do you know what I mean? It's all about dimension.
Yeah, it's depth rather than.
Depth, yeah.
Although I did just see the new Ghostbusters movie finally.
In
And I
3D?
did notice. No, I saw that just on DVD. Blu-ray DVD, and you could tell the parts that were made specifically for it. There were a lot of parts that were made specifically for the 3D, where they had stuff flying out at the audience. Mostly ghosts and ectoplasm. So I was in that one. I think they returned to the old style, which I mean that's a good movie to do it with because it's kind of campy. So.
Yeah, there's Friday the 13th 3D. The first 3D movie I saw was House of Wax, which was a Vincent Price film. They like remastered it for 3D. And I think
Really?
they added additional footage to make it look 3D. Yeah, it was
I didn't know
bizarre.
that.
Yeah, House of Wax.
I know about House of Wax, but I didn't know they.
I wonder if it was originally colorized too. Wasn't it originally black and white?
I believe so.
Yeah, so they had colorized it too.
They colorized it and made stuff pop
Do you
out.
remember when they tried to do it on TVs too? Like they'd say, go get your 3D glasses at Alsup's or 7-Eleven and go watch this.
Yeah, I remember being very excited about some of those.
Yeah.
And they were always terrible.
They were. It was horrible. And they'd give you a migraine afterwards because you wear these blue and red tinted
You're watching everything. Oh, they say, put your
bullshit.
glasses on now.
And then it cuts to a commercial. Take your glasses off. Put them back on.
I'm sure they had warnings before it. Warning. These glasses might give you headaches, nausea,
Yeah,
projectile vomiting. Speaking of projectile vomiting, was gonna.
that was a book we read, right?
Yeah. We read a book that had some seriously intense projectile vomiting.
You know what? I liked it though. It didn't turn me off.
No, 'cause it was like way over the top, way over the top. Like when she's on the bike.
Yeah. Well, she vomited until they got to the place. It was like vomit everywhere. But the art was spectacular. They drew like really good vomit.
Was extremely detailed vomit.
Yakuza.
Yeah, so it's funny when you first sent me that as a book, I'm like, that's not a comic. And I'm like, what the heck is Mike getting? I'm like, I know for sure I didn't order that. And then I look it up. Oh, I guess I did order it.
I
And I have.
really enjoyed it.
It was good.
The writer is Amit Shahan, and the artist is Eli Powell. I really like the art.
Yeah, the art was phenomenal.
I had heard somebody else, I can't remember what other podcast I heard that said they didn't like it, but I thought it was a really good plot, 'cause it's like a heist book.
Yeah,
But
it
it's
starts
got like
out.
Yakuza.
Yeah, so it starts out there's this junkie woman throwing up in the alley. Well, she sees like a creature come towards her, and she starts throwing up, and it turns out to be this guy she knows who wants to pull off a heist, and he wants her to come with because she's an expert like lock picker.
And he can
So she's.
never, she doesn't even pronounce his name right. She calls him Rizzy or whatever.
Yeah, she pronounces his name. She says Rizzo instead of
Rizzo,
Hizzo.
yeah.
So then they go to they're gonna go to the job, and she's still vomiting along the way.
Yeah, that guy. I like the panel where he's like, she's like, wants to die, right? She's like, take me, death. And then she goes, blah, throws up on his shoes, and he's like, "What the fuck?" And then she passes out in her own vomit.
Yeah.
She's got a stink, man, because immediately after that, he picks her up and puts her on the back of the bike, and then she vomits on the bike.
She's on the
They're
back
on
of a
the
motorcycle.
expressway, and then she vomits, and like it hits the car in back of him. There's like a stream of vomit. You got to be a great artist to depict that. And
Pull off the stream of
kudos to the colorist. Right?
it's something.
I
That's a great panel.
know,
Oh my. And I started reading this, and I'm like, what the hell is
I
like, damn.
like the
Oh, I didn't notice
character
there. She
though.
vomited. It just kept vomiting.
Yeah, well, she was high and fucked up. I mean, she was really fucked up. And they th he takes her to the Tokyo National Museum, and he picks, there's two Americans that are there, and he says, what are they there for? They're the muscle. And I guess he anticipated he need them because they don't usually run with muscle.
Yeah, and I don't know if he knew that something bad was going to happen, or if he just decided that. I said I'm trying to upskill the operation or whatever,
I think
but he
what
might
he
have. I think he knew that something was going to go
you
down.
know what I think that he knew? I think he knew that they were stealing a sword from the Yakuza.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
That is likely. Yeah, so they're going to steal this ancient sword. And at the same time, this group starts following them. Oh, this other group comes to the museum, and they're like, looks like someone got here before us. And it turns out they're Yakuza.
Yeah.
Yakuza.
They're trying to get their sword back, I think. Where somebody contracted them to steal it. And then they get
Right.
there, and then demons show up. Like, demons.
Yeah,
And then,
awesome looking demons too.
yeah, they kill the two muscle guys. Like, they didn't stand a chance. And then the other group, the Yakuza, they actually kill some of the demons, but they can regenerate. So they just like temporary immobilize them. And she grabs the sword, and it almost like does like the Witchblade thing, right? Where it kind of attaches to her body. Like it.
Attaches to her arm. Yeah.
Yeah, attached to her
Yeah,
arm.
fuses with her arm. And then some of the demons look kind of, they look like Nightbreed or something, like a Clive Barker
Yeah,
kind
like
of
Clive Barker. I knew it was something.
demons.
Yeah.
And then there's the one dude who wears like the mirror or something on his face.
Yeah. So when you see fear, you see yourself. That's pretty cool. But he's got like claws too. Like it's weird, or blood dripping from his hands. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he's got these long fingers.
Yeah. And like one of them's just a big mouth, like it's got arms and a mouth. It's like, well, no, it's got legs. It
It's got
has
legs and a mouth.
legs and a mouth. And he just, that's the one that like bit off one of the guy's heads. Those American guys didn't last long at all. They didn't get to do nothing. Maybe fire a couple shots off. That muscle didn't last. I really liked it, and I want to go read the other two. I think it's got two issues out right now. I
Does
really
it?
liked the art. Like it was a
Yeah, so
cool
did I.
style, man.
It like I really didn't know like what to expect from this. Like or I had no idea what it was about really or why I got it.
The
But
only
yeah,
reason
it pulled me in like instantly.
I bought it is because I thought when I looked at the cover art and previews, I said that looks cool. Like I didn't even look at the creative team or anything. I doesn't the cover just look amazing?
Yeah, it's cool.
She's beautiful on the cover, and then it's got like the mouth of a demon underneath her.
Yeah, and it's like ripped
That's an amazing piece of art.
up or something.
Eli Powell, what is this guy
Yeah, I
doing?
like it. It's kind of like a sketchy type style, and the coloring was amazing
Oh,
too.
he's perfect for he's done the 13th Artifact for Top Cow, but he has no other work. Interesting. We could have
I
a
wonder if
big.
he's one of the, I wonder if he's one of the new guys. Like, you know how Top Cow does their like talent hunts or whatever.
Well, he did the Artifacts number one, so I don't know if that was a one shot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know it was an ongoing for some time, but I dropped off of that and I kind of regret it because I was big into Witchblade, and the
Oh,
artifacts
thanks.
were like the different artifacts that were equivalent to the Witchblade. Yeah, I should have stuck with it. As soon as Witchblade ended, I kind of exited that universe, except for Cyberforce. I think that came out afterwards. Yakuza. I love saying that. I'm driving Barbara crazy.
So it's Yakuza Demon Killers.
Yeah. Barb's like, can't you stop saying that? I was like, Yakuza. From IDW. They have some good books. I read a lot of IDW this week. What
I
else?
recommend it.
Yeah. Did you read Red Dog?
I did read Red Dog.
This is from a friend that drew it, Robert Atkins.
Yes, from
But
four,
I
five,
noticed
one.
he's not in the number three. Like,
Really?
I don't know if he just did one and two and then stopped and then they hired somebody else or what.
Could be. That's too bad. He did a great job in this.
Yeah, he did. This was another one that has my intrigue because it's like it reminds me of Outland, but a little differently. Outland was a moon on Jupiter or whatever with the mystery. This one's more like there's another planet we're mining and planting stuff on because we've ruined Earth.
Yeah, what were they? I can't remember what they were going looking for. There's something on this.
There's a new element
Yeah.
that
Oh,
was
okay. It was the new
found.
element. Oh, was it like a time travel
Yeah, it
one or
was a time
something?
travel element. And
Yeah, that's right.
that part is weird. That aspect of it. But it focuses
Yeah.
around a kid. He was born on this planet, and the planet is called Kurowan. And he's the only child on the entire planet. So like his uncle built a really animated dog that can follow him around and keep him busy because he's the only child on the whole planet.
Yeah, because his uncle's like in charge of the computer electronics and robotics and stuff, right?
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of like Outland slash what's that Aliens movie? I can't remember what the insects. They like made several movies out of it.
Oh, Starship Troopers?
Starship Troopers, yeah. It kind of reminded me that, except instead of having a militaristic operation, they're like a farming unit, but there are like aliens on the outskirts that would attack if you ever leave outside the barrier. And that's what they had to do. They had to go outside the barrier to get supplies. It was really interesting. It's all set up in this one, but I really liked it. He's got a mom and a dad. His mom seems really cool, and his dad seems like he could never meet his father's expectations.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time building up the child character, which I appreciated. I think they did a good job of getting into his character and what it's like for him growing up
Yeah.
in this place. And then the bad guys show up and they're pretty awesome. So I really liked it. I
Yeah, it
thought it
was
was
really good.
interesting. And I guess it's I don't know if it's based on something else or what, but
No, this is 451, so it's that producer's or director's comic company, and he's like focusing on Hollywood.
yeah.
This could be a movie. I mean, you
Am I?
could it opens up like a movie, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing it was probably originally a screenplay and they're
Yeah.
adapting it for comics. I liked it though. I'm sad that Robert Atkins isn't going to be doing it though, because I enjoyed his art a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think he's doing two. Two's out already. If you go look at your previews, he's not doing it anymore.
Who is doing it?
I have to go to the bathroom because that's where the previews magazine is. Did you see the new cover stock on the previews?
It's thick.
It's nice. I kind of wish I would have kept my previews throughout the year, like in a storage unit or something, because it's a fascinating look at time to see like what was coming out. I would have loved to have it from the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the day.
Can't remember if 451 is alphabetically. I think it is. Like, I think previews caught on to the fact that in order to get in front of the previews, they named
You'd be
some.
like
Yeah,
1-1-1.
111. Okay, now I'm in the front.
Look up Red Dog 3-4-5-1.
Red Dog 3. It's Alex Cormack.
Alex Cormack.
So I don't know if he's like, if Robert's kind of slow. Because I've never seen him do like a lot. Like, do you know what I mean? Like a good run of something. Like he did G.I. Joe for a while, but it wasn't a long run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope it's similar art style. That's one thing I hope so. You know, at least keep the look and feel sort of the same.
It looks like Alec Cormack did Oxymoron.
I didn't read that, did you?
I have the I got I picked up the hardcover, like they had it like on like super sale on like Black Friday or something. I picked it up.
I heard really good things about it.
Well, it's John Lee's, has something to do with the writing, so.
Well, it's from that company that
Yeah,
it's like,
Comics Tribe.
yeah, Comics Tribe, which it's almost like a university thing, right? Aren't they like based off of like a school? At least I thought they were.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
And he did Find. I know I read that. I don't remember what the art was like though. I know I read it and I liked it though. So he'll be okay. Yeah, I don't know why. My guess was that Robert Atkins just was too busy or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, he puts a lot into his art.
I think he did number two. I think he did number two. I have it here somewhere, but I've let the table get out of control. I can't
One of
find
those
it.
specs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Adkins.
So did you read? You read something that I didn't read, which was I don't even know it existed.
What did I read? Yeah.
Let's see what it
Oh,
was called.
Terminarch, or what is it?
Yeah.
Terwin?
Yeah.
Arch.
Terminarch.
This is from OSSM Comics.
And what made you buy this?
Awesome. Is it Awesome Comics? I didn't realize it was
OSSM?
Awesome. Awesome Comics. I wonder if that's what it stands for. I mean, I wonder if that's how you're supposed to say it. Probably. Yes, Awesome Comics. Why did I buy this? I think I liked the cover. You see a
I don't
picture
even
of the
know what the
cover?
co I don't even know what the cover looks like.
Yeah, look up a picture of the cover.
And my database just doesn't know what it is. I mean, it has it listed, but it has nobody's loaded a cover for it. So,
See, I couldn't find
Terminarch. I don't think anybody's bought it. That's the thing.
it. Probably not.
Terminarch number one. There's videos about it. What the fuck?
Was it a Kickstarter
Maybe
or
I had to
something?
say comic. Let's see. Terminarch images. I can't find it. What am I searching for? Does it exist on the interwebs?
Look up Terminarch. Awesome. OSSM.
OSSM. Cannot find anything.
Are you spelling it right? ARCH.
Yeah, turn. Oh, I forgot the R. Term
Oh,
in
yeah.
arc.
Terminac.
OSSM.
Terminac is another thing. I like the term.
It just looks like a pamphlet from a forestry service.
Yes, it does.
You
I like it.
like pamphlets?
I like it look like pamphlets.
If you want Bill Bomer's dollar, you make your comic look like a pamphlet. He'll be all over it.
So this book is so it starts out, there's this dude like in the wilderness, and he's like a scraggly beard and everything. He's hunting for food, and this dude comes up to him and says, "Are you like so and so?" And he's like, "No, I'm," gives this other name, and he's like, "I'm not here to hurt you. I just need to talk to you." And they kind of jump back to the past, and you learn that. Oh, I got screaming children in the background.
That's okay. As long as it's peaceful.
Yeah, you learn that this dude, he was involved in something where there was like he hit a woman, or there's a hit and run or something. But anyway, you learn that. So he kind of took himself away from society because after this accident, I think he killed a girl and he got off or whatever because it was an accident, but it was still bothering him or whatever. I can't remember the exact details, but anyway, he ends up going off into the middle of nowhere and says, "Screw it, I've had enough with society. I'm going to be a mountain man." And while he was off being a mountain man, the robots took over
Yeah.
Earth. So now they're trying to get him to come back to society because he's like one of the last humans. So it's interesting. It was really well done. It was a nice done in one story, and the art was good too. So if
What's
you
the cover price on that?
it was $6.99, but it was like, I don't know, it's
50
like a
pages?
yeah like a prestige format or whatever. So I don't know, it's probably like 64 pages maybe. I don't
Never
know,
heard of the company
eight
either.
pages. That's impossible.
OSSM? It sounds
It's
like
impossible.
something in 1940s that's like a secret organization.
It's impossible for you to not have heard of
a comic. Well, if anybody can pick something I haven't heard of, it's you.
So I liked it. If you are at a Comic Con and you notice a book that looks like a forestry preserve pamphlet in the bin, then I recommend you pick it up. It's a nice little sci-fi story.
It's you just added a new cover to Comic Base, because I just added it and I'm saying submit new or corrected data.
Nice.
And it says, would you like to send it now? Yes. Sending 1.jpg. Thank you very much for your help. Once our data is reviewed, it will appear in the next update. So thanks to Bill Bulmer, Comic Base 2017 will have Terminarch. It already had the entry for it.
It's just not the cover.
Not the cover. Now it'll have the cover. How about that? Thank you, Bill Bulmer.
Amazing.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, I read something that I know you didn't read.
They should give me that program for free, because I probably have a lot of comics that are not in the database.
It sucks if you have to enter them. Like, if it's just an update, it's pretty easy.
That's true.
I probably give them a lot of barcode to stuff, because sometimes their barcodes are fucked up. And I fix them because I scan in all my books.
Mm-hmm.
So I get little awards that mean nothing. Like no prizes. Yeah, different badges. So I read from what are they called? Alterna Comics. Mm-hmm. Alterna Comics just recently announced that in the summer they're going to be putting out newsprint comics, which I was excited about because it smells so good. I want the paper to smell good. And for me, newsprint makes art. Like, it makes it pop better. It makes it more like fine than the glossy paper. So I'm really curious to see what they're doing. And I went to their webpage, and I saw a little thing that says 30 free comics. So I said, hey, that's pretty cool. I'll click on I'll put my email in there and get 30 free comics.
You'll sell your soul for 30 free comics.
Yeah. So I saw a lot of titles that sort of interest me, because they seem to be like in the horror genre, and I like horror comics. So I read Satanic Hell. Number one.
Nice.
And it was really good. I don't even know if it exists as a comic book, like print. I don't know if it's coming out later, or if it's just digital, but, it is something different that I haven't sort of seen, but it's a band like Bill Bulmer's band back in the, you know, 90s. You know, when Bill was wearing the chain belt and everything and knocking over Beta cassettes at the video store. It was a band like that, and they're like barely living off of playing. Like, they make like a couple $100 a night, which could barely feed them and maybe give them a little gas. And they have to go someplace in Texas, which is real weird place. And they like get there, they go to a convenience store, and the guy's like watching them the whole time, like, well, these guys are a bad seed. So as soon as they leave the convenience store, he gets on the phone and calls the cops. So the next thing you know, they're pulled over, and they're driving a hearse. So it's kind of weird.
Of course.
That's part of their shtick. They're into devil worship. Not really, but that's their shtick. Do you know what I mean? And they get pulled over by the cop. The cop beats the shit out of them for no reason. You know, he makes them open up the trunk and find the instruments. And he says, what is this? And it's an electronic drum set. And, you know, he takes them into prison. They water torture one dude just for the hell of it. And while this is all going on, you see, like, TV things going on. like evangelical stuff, you know, like, and they like this whole town is owned by like the 700 Club or something, you know, like some religious organization. They own the government. They have like they own the whole city, and they are really against devil worship. So whoever invited these guys to play was going to do like an underground thing for like the teenagers to rebel against
Yeah,
the
the
parents that
town.
are, yeah, it's like Footloose kind of thing, but not. The whole town is like corrupt. And he's the one that actually gets them out of prison, but who knows what's going to happen after that. Like, that was the end of issue one. He got them out of prison after they were like tortured brutally. While all this stuff is going on, they hear the TV playing and they ban all kinds of weird stuff, and they do all kinds of weird political stuff that like takes away the constitution and the people of this town. And they have like mercenaries, like everybody's works for this religious organization, and they just want to get the hell out of town. They just like, what the fuck did we do?
Right,
But they
so they're
have no
trapped
money
in
to.
this puritanical town.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm gonna probably spend the $1.99 and read issue two.
So their scheme worked.
Their scheme worked, yeah. There was another one that I'm really interested in that I read, but it was like a 16-page preview. It was called The Chair. And this one was a little more, I don't know, it's like, what, there's this guy that was a lawyer that used to send people to prison, and he's on death row now for whatever reason. He was framed for something that he didn't do that involved children, like killing children, and he did not kill any of them, but he's gonna be executed for it, and he's on death row with a bunch of other people, and it seems really interesting. So I might go check out The Chair because I like the preview for it. And if you
Yeah, I've heard
want
of
to
that
check
one before.
it out, they have a 16-page preview of a book that's solicited in this month's previews. So if you want to buy it, you might want to check it out first. Let's see, Alterna. I can't remember what the name of it is. I
Oh, their
can't
new
find it.
one?
Yeah. They have a new solicit. I just can't find it.
Let me see if it's in my spreadsheet.
Oh, it's called Blood for Stone.
Let me pull out my
It's a
spreadsheet.
graphic novel for $9.99, 88 pages. And if you want, you can go to their website and read like 16 pages of it and see if it's for you.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And this episode is sponsored by Alterna Comics.
What do you want to talk about next?
Let's talk about I don't know what else do we read.
Did you read ROM?
I did. I had read ROM before.
Did you read the free view or did you read the whole ROM?
I read the number one issue.
Okay.
I didn't really care for it, so.
It wasn't that great. It was establishing like two female leads that were being attacked. Like a whole town had been attacked by these dire wraiths, and the whole town had this. When they kill a human, they like assimilate their form.
Right.
And she was coming back from like PTSD from the Middle East or something, came back to this town, and found, you know, her family was comforting her, and Rom shows up and he's like,
So she's
hey,
killing
that's
everyone.
not your family. He like slaughters everybody. That's not your family. And then they're pretty much being attacked the whole time. And then there was the way the scene opens up from the preview, it also included the free view, which was like 16 pages of Free Comic Book Day, I believe. ROM was a free comic book day selection, had like 16 pages or 8 pages or something. And that was establishing two cops that went to go investigate some crash, and like a military vehicle went ahead of them, and they followed the military vehicle, and they were all dire wraiths. So they got us. They took the male cop and killed him, and then she got away. And these two individuals, they can see the aliens, which I think is where they're going, because Rom's device is failing him now, like where he can like see who's an alien and who's not. It's kind of like the sunglasses in that movie with Roddy Piper, They Live. He's
Yeah, you
got
can see
that
the
device on his wrist. It reminded me of like V or They Live,
Yeah, it was a little bit
it
like that.
had tones like that. The way it ended in number one is it had G.I. Joe show up. So like it's showing their continuous universe with all the Hasbro properties.
Don't even remember that.
Yeah, G.I. Joe, Scarlet showed up
I shut up.
with two other soldiers, and that's how issue one ended. And I thought it was going to be tied into like Revolution, because issue two, I went ahead and read issue two of ROM, and it has Revolution on the cover, but it's not tied in. The only thing that I think it means is that it's in the overall universe. So like it had G.I. Joe in there. But I'm the more I read, the more I'm liking it. I'm kind of digging it. So
Yeah.
I actually, before we recorded, I went and got 3, 4, and 5 from the basement, and so I'm going to read them today. And I want to do the same thing for Yakuza too, and even Red. I want to read that Red Dog because it's like fresh in my mind. I don't want to wait to read number two when I forgot about it.
Cool. I like the concept in ROM. I just felt the execution. Like, I didn't really get to know the main characters that well. I wish they had spent more time setting up the woman so we got to know her better.
If I read like you did, I don't think I would buy it. Does that make sense? But I always give stuff more than one issue.
Right.
So when I read two, I was like, okay, I'm starting to feel this. It made me want to go get the rest of them, so that's a good thing. So I have those. I'm going to try to read them today. Being that we're gonna probably gonna get snowed in here in
Really, you gonna
about
get that
4
much snow?
hours. Oh, we'll get like 5 inches. Not too bad.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty warm. I already walked Harley too. It's like 30 degrees, which is pretty warm here. So we'll see. But I think it's gonna grow on me. I don't know if we. Oh, you read Oh Hell.
Yeah, I found it that I said I never read that because that came out like a while ago. I'm imagining
Yeah,
years ago, probably.
this is an interesting one. You, I
Yeah,
don't know what.
2013.
Did it come out that long ago?
That was the copyright date. It probably wasn't released.
Okay, this could be really interesting, because this is an interesting book, because it was re-released.
Really?
What is the company that you have on Oh Hell?
It's Overground.
Okay, but it was released in 2016.
Well, it might have been the copyright date is 2013, and maybe it
Okay,
wasn't released.
that
Oh.
makes sense. Because I had read this book in 2013, and it was a different company, and they never,
Okay.
I bought it, they didn't even have a publisher. I bought it at one of the cons. You know how you're going through the back area and they have self-publishing
Yes,
back
those are
there?
self-published.
Yeah, like an artist alley. I was at the Albuquerque Comic Book Expo. I know exactly where I bought it. And I even talked to the guy for a while, and I said, "Oh, that sounds interesting." And I went ahead and bought it, and then I never heard about it again. And if it's not ever solicited in previews, I kind of forget about it, to tell you the truth. And then I was all in on Overground, so I bought it again, and I read it, not knowing that I had already
Oh,
read
you
it.
read it?
And I was like, I remember all of this. What the hell went on?
It's like, how did I read this already?
It just came out. How did I read it any? So I found out what it was. I found out that I had read it, but it was a self-published book, never made previews, and then it was coming out on this one. And there are four issues out, but I noticed that they canceled everything that was Overground. So I am assuming that Overground is no longer there.
Really?
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me. They never even made like the sales stuff. So like,
Well, I wouldn't have expected them
and we
to.
had. Well, this book is an exception. This book moves. The one complaint I had with Overground from the main writer, which was John Hughes. I always remember the name because of John Hughes,
Those John you
the director and writer, right?
Mm.
So the one thing that I think me and you talked about is he made decompression look like you could take a Bendis book and say, man, Bendis is smoking. He's going fast.
Flying through this door here.
Yeah, he made this comic book like every minute, like this is what happened, and that is why it failed, because you cannot be an indie publisher and not move the needle. You
You gotta tell a story.
can maybe be like a big publisher and do it, but not a little publisher, because you got to get people to get in, because then they're not going to come for issue number two.
Yeah, you gotta hook them. They're not going to hang around waiting for you to reveal what the hook is in issue
Right.
five. You
Right.
gotta get your claws in.
But what I remember, which, man, it's been a while. So I've read this a year ago or so. What I remember is this was like a school that they would take delinquent kids to.
Yeah, it starts out there, the parents are taking their delinquent daughter to this boarding school, and to get to the school they go to the middle of a desert, and this dude picks them up from the school, picks them up or picks her up, and he brings her to the school, and she finds out the school is in hell.
It was
So then she
pretty
gets
well, it was pretty well written.
Yeah, she gets there and there's like a bunch of other kids and they're like in this room and they're trying to figure out what's going on. And then I don't remember what happened after that.
I think she was just starting to hang out with, she was learning about the other students.
Oh yeah, that's right. And they spend the night and she gets stuck in this room with these two guys.
Yeah.
And at first she's on the floor, but then she's in the bottom bunk. And one of the dudes in the room is like on the top bunk with the other, like spooning the other dude. And
Yeah, I
he's
remember
not
it
too
now.
happy about it.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Well, Bill, you'll never see a trade. So if you want these, you could still get issues 2 through 4. But I don't know if 4 is going to be any kind of conclusion.
I'm gonna get the trade of this. I like the art too.
What do you mean you're going to get the trade of this?
Gonna get
There
the trade.
is not going to be any trade. Didn't I just tell you that Overground is no longer publishing?
They'll self-publish it, I'm sure.
Do you think you could contact them? Did they give you contact information in that book?
They might have.
Not Overground, but the writer and artist.
I don't know. Oh, they have a website, ohhellcomics.com.
Yeah, that's who you need to
Hey, I'm gonna go there.
contact.
I'm gonna go there and order the trade right now.
Go. Go do it.
Let's
I've
see.
been
Oh,
finding, like, with publishers, I'm missing books because I forget to order them.
you forget to
I
order them.
forget. I forgot to order Athena Voltaire, so I had to go to eBay and get it. I didn't. I forgot about Straight Jacket, so I never got 4 until
Well,
I
no,
got
you
the note.
remembered. It got canceled.
That one got canceled by the distributor,
Yeah,
though.
Diamond
It
ran
had
out of
co it had,
copies.
which is pretty messed up if Amigo has copies.
I know. I had to order from Amigo.
Did you get it yet?
No, I just ordered it.
Okay.
last week. It's coming from Spain, so it'll take a while.
I ordered it on eBay, so
You got it quicker than me.
I got it already. So now we have Straight Jacket 1 through 4. I haven't had problems with Amigo books
There we
before.
go. Oh Hell, Volume 1.
Oh, so they do have it?
They have it. Oh Hell, Volume 1. Crystallades.
Oh, damn it. Your trade theory worked.
They also, I wonder if they have a chapter 5. I wonder if they have a digital copy or something. Oh yeah, it looks like you can just read it online. You can read chapter 5 online.
What
Issue
with
5.
chapter 5? Issue 5?
Yeah, you can read issue 5 online.
Okay.
So you'll have to
That's
do
good to know. Is issue 5 the end? Or does the trade have 1 through 4?
that. I think the trade has, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not sure what the
Well, you'll find out for us because you're going to send
I'll
an
find out.
email
Yeah.
out and you'll let our listeners know
Our listeners are demanding to know what
how
issues
they can.
trade.
How
Well,
they.
it's 224 pages, so I'm guessing it's all 5 issues. I'm guessing that the 5 issues is the first arc, so or the complete story. You can order a print too if you want. This is a terrible website. They need to work on their website. And they have issue 1, but that's the only single issue they have. And it's the Overground issue. I'm gonna look up Overground Comics. Overground. Like, I don't know if they're dead or if they're just
I
like
think they're
taking a
dead.
month, taking a couple months off.
I think they're dead.
America number 1 delayed.
What did they, what else did they say?
I don't know. The last update was April or May of 2016.
There you go.
That's not a good sign.
No. Hopefully that won't be Geek Brunch Comics. I'm sorry, but I'm hungry. I have to eat a cookie.
Cookie. Homemade cookie?
No, they're Chips Ahoy Thins.
Okay, Overground's last tweet was January 20, 2016.
Wow.
Is not looking good. Not looking good for Overground. I'm gonna check their
So
Facebook. June was their Facebook, last Facebook post.
Oh, the other one that we read was AD.
AD by that hack Jeff Lemire.
What's Scott Snyder?
Written by Scott Snyder with art by the terrible Jeff Lemire.
You don't
I'm
like
just
Jeff Lemire? Oh,
no, I'm
you read
just
you
that's
read
a
oh, you read the page the guy
yeah, some
commented.
guy commented on your post.
There's a lot of hate on my wall lately. A lot of hate.
Yes, the guy on Mike's post said, I hate Jeff Lemire. He's almost as bad as that hack, John Romita Jr.
Yeah.
It's like, John Romita Jr. I love John Romita Jr.
Yeah, with this guy.
And I love Jeff Lemire. Man, John Romita's art. Oh, I finally got the Typhoid Mary epic collection.
Oh, nice.
Because, man, back when I was 16 years old, reading Daredevil by Ann Nesenti and
You were really into it,
John
huh?
Romita Jr. Oh, that was everything.
Yeah.
That was everything. Loved it. And X Factor, like when X Factor started. Oh, man, I was so into it.
Yeah.
But I loved John Romita Jr.'s art back then. Oh.
I
So
love
now I
the
have the
Epic
beautiful Epic
Collections.
collection, yes. I think that's my
Yeah.
first Epic collection.
Yeah, hopefully it won't do to you what it did to me.
I don't think it will. They're beautiful, though.
I love the whole idea about them. I love that I'm all in on a trade thing for a change.
Yeah, it's nice having like great printings of these old comics.
Yeah.
Because I
And
have.
a lot of that stuff is not traded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
Like
a
the
lot of their
Daredevil, I
focus.
have all the single issues for that Daredevil run, but
Yeah, so do
it's
I.
nice to have it on my shelf so I can just, and with really nice printed pages. Nice.
So we're talking AD. After
AD
death.
after death.
What'd you think of the format? The presentation.
The presentation was awesome. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but
No.
because it's not going to fit in a comic box. I guess it'll
But
fit in a magazine box.
do you have enough magazines to substantiate a magazine box?
I need to actually get a new magazine box because my current magazine box is full.
Oh, so you have like what magazines are we talking about? Not Playboy or Penthouse and Hustler, are right?
Nothing that mild, no.
Nothing that wild.
I don't know what's in there. It's right here. I'm gonna unbury it. I'm gonna do a live
Don't get bit by a spider.
I don't want to put
Be a
these
big
books
web.
though. I have nowhere to put these books.
You'll probably hit the mute button while you're trying to stretch and do this, and
Surprised I haven't already.
you'll
Wow, where am
pull a
I?
groin muscle or
I can't
something.
turn my chair. Oh, there we go. Oh!
Oh, that sounded painful.
That was my back. No, that's a comic. All right, here we go. That goes there. Don't fall over. Okay, there we go. And then you go here. All right. What is in the box? Here's what's in the box. Giant Robot magazine. More giant robot.
What is Giant Robot?
That I don't know if it's still coming out.
Is that an
It was like
animated
a,
series?
yeah, it's kind of like Asian pop culture magazine out of San Francisco. Hero magazine.
Hero, the one that was like Wizard?
Yeah.
Which one did it have Dr. Mirage on the cover?
No, it has The Simpsons on the cover.
Oh, nice. Hey, if you want to get rid of that, keep me in mind. I'll take it.
Oh, I know I got it. Has a Joe Matt interview. That explains it.
Joe
Frank
Matt,
Lucetta,
like
Joe Matt.
the guy that writes the Peep Show?
Yeah, it says Joe Matt, Life Inside Peep Show.
Oh crap. That I want to read that. That guy's a crazy fuck. That's a guy who masturbates all the time.
He does.
His books are great though. Like it's a fascinating. I read a lot of his stuff, like his graphic novels from
Yeah.
Fantagraphics.
I read all of it. You met him, didn't you?
I did, but I didn't shake his hand because all I could think about is, man, where's this
What
man
he's done with
been?
that
Like it was probably doing something right before the con or like at the bathroom just now.
Right. And you had to ask, did you just come back from the bathroom? All right, what else do I have in here? Giant.
And when he'd draw himself, he'd like draw that, like he'd turn on the porn, and then he'd have these Kleenexes everywhere, and he didn't even throw the Kleenexes in the trash.
And they're all over his
They're like
floor.
all over the floor. All these cum towels everywhere. Cum tissues.
Got some bigger like comics in here. More anything good in here? Oh, I got some fanzines. Now I've hit the fanzine lineup. Fan magazine. Chicago Comic Con, 1995. Brochure. Action figure. No idea. Oh, no idea I was into that fanzine. Roller derby.
What are you doing with a roller derby magazine?
It was just a fanzine called Roller Derby, done by Lisa Suckdog.
But what was it? What did it focus on? What
What
was
was
it?
the
Is that why you
I don't
like
even remember.
slam so much? Like, yeah, I'm into roller derby.
No, it was like, I don't think it had any roller derby stuff in it. It was just music and Lisa Suckdog's kind of musician slash performance artist. Answer Me fanzine. Oh man, that was a great fanzine.
I never heard of that fanzine.
This is back when I was into fanzines, big time. Oh, what great stuff I have in this. No idea.
Most of my stuff is Back Issue Magazine.
Man, I got a lot of giant robots. I think I might have to subscribe to that for a while.
Most of my stuff was Comic Scene, the Marvel magazines that are movie, what do you call it? They're movie adaptations.
Yeah.
And Heavy Metal. I have some Heavy Metal in there, too.
Oh, Heavy Metal. Yeah, I have a couple Heavy Metal, but I don't have a lot of Heavy Metals. Fascinating.
But you so want after, you, do you want to get rid of that hero? I'm really interested.
I'm not getting rid of it.
When you make up your will, just put like Mike gets hero.
Mike gets the hero with Joe Madden interview.
Yeah.
It's just awesome that like why did Hero interview Joe Madden?
It is weird because they were very Image and Valiant central, and he's very indie. Like he's yeah, really he's really off kilter. Like I've read like I think all of his work except for Peep Show because Peep Show was like a comic strip.
Well, yeah, but the trades were just collections of Peep Show.
Right, I have a couple collections of Peep Show. But I've read all of his like hardbacks and softbacks.
Mm-hmm.
He even has like what he did as a kid, so you really get to know him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was
One Spent or something like that. Spent was one of them.
Yeah.
And then there was one about like when there were kids and there was like this fence that they would go through and bike on. I don't know. I remember all of them.
I'm pretty sure all the trades are just collections from Peep Show, though. I don't think he did any original graphic novel stuff. Because the kid stuff were issues of Peep Show.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. Because Peep Show went on for... there's about 20 issues, I think.
Oh.
But I think that the trades are just collections. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I could verify, but I'd have to find them. Which brings us back to After Death.
Drawn and Quarterly would publish his stuff.
Yeah, Drawn and Quarterly.
He's a Canadian.
He is. He hangs out with Seth and... what's his face?
He hangs out with that guy that would hire the prostitutes.
Yeah. I'm blanking on his first name. Brown.
But Jeffrey Brown.
No, not Jeffrey Brown.
Well, the one guy that would go...
Like Chester.
Chester Brown. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he brought out the...
You're saying that Spent was right out of Peep Show? I think it was.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it was.
I would put money on it. I believe it just collects some Peep Show.
Huh. Fair Weather is the one that I read. You're right. Fair Weather collects Peep Show 7 through 10. So that's when there were boys.
Yeah, I think Joe Mad is too lazy to do anything original.
Well, it is weird because he lives off of nothing. Like, he doesn't work or any like he does comics but he seems like he can't like get that responsibilities. Do you know what I mean? It's weird. It's like
maybe
it's like looking at a train wreck and you can't take like somebody's life that's a train wreck and you can't take your eyes off of it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's just an autobiography of a guy who's
yeah
messed up. Maybe, I don't know, Spent might have been.
He's even original. A personality that, like, you wouldn't want to hang out with. Do you know what I mean?
I would want to hang out with him.
Really?
He's interesting. He's interesting.
Oh, he's interesting, but trustworthy and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he'd mooch off you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he wouldn't. I mean, he'd be a... You know, you have, like, certain friends who, you know, they're just flakes, so... If you make plans, you know, like 90% chance that they're going to flake out on it.
Yeah. Well, how did we get there? Were we talking about AD? We got a magazine.
We were talking about format. Magazine dimensions.
It's got a nice thick cover stock.
The cover stock's weird because it's like a texture.
It feels like the latest previews.
It's even nice. It's almost like a material. It's nice, smooth. You can rub it against your cheek.
Wow, you're bearded.
Listen to it rub against my.
Do you have a serious beard going on?
No, I just haven't shaved this morning.
Oh, that sounded really scratchy, dude.
Thank you. It's manly.
Manly. And that was your crotch area, right?
That was my back.
That was your back. You were scratching your back with it.
Yeah, scratching my back hair. I haven't shaved my back this morning yet.
How do you shave your back?
I have my son do it.
Oh, God almighty. That's got to be like a traumatizing thing. Like flowers in the attic shit right there, man.
Like she's like shaking all this. Yeah. I don't want to do it. Just do it. Shave daddy's back.
Damn.
You got to torment these children somehow.
That's not torment. That's like...
It was something to remember.
Have nightmares about later on as a kid. That's like something when you're like on the psychiatrist's chair, you're going to say, my dad used to make me shave his back. And I couldn't cut it. I had to be super careful.
He liked it very smooth.
You know, if you shave it, it's just going to come back more coarse. Your back's got to look nasty, baby.
Yeah, the hairs are like... Sometimes it's hard to get the razor through them. They're so thick now. Now, that's a myth that your hair gets thicker.
You think so?
Totally.
I think it's science.
If that was the case, our beards would be like massive, massive hairs on our beard.
No, no, but I think your hair becomes more coarse.
Why? Like, scientifically,
no,
why would that happen?
I think your body... wants what? To be like nice, thin, and wavy, and then you start shaving, and it turns into a coarse. You saw how scratchy your beard was. You were feeling it just a while ago.
But it's always been.
I think if you were like 14,
it doesn't get thicker.
Let's go back in time before.
But that's yeah, because your first hair is like baby hair.
No, I think it's like it's like a cancer cell. It tries to adapt to the situation and become thicker.
It does not. It doesn't have.
It tries to survive. It has no intelligence. It has a survival instinct.
Hair. It doesn't.
Hair has a survival instinct.
It does not have a survival.
It tries to survive. We should write a comic book on this. Hair, the survival instinct.
Hair, the fight for survival.
It's like Micronauts, except we're talking about hair follicles.
And then if you cut it enough times, it starts to turn gray.
I think the gray thing is just it saying, hey, I'm old as shit.
Good die. It gives up. That's it. Yeah. I don't care. it's too much work to put color on this hair. I'm just going to leave it it white. Fuck it.
Are you going to get the Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew?
Let me look at my file.
Jordy plays.
Yes, I am, because it's like an Archie Afterverse.
Yeah.
type take on it, right?
Yeah, good.
Yes, I'm getting it.
Get it in singles.
I will get number one.
Damn it.
Yeah, because it's like a dark version of Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm into that. I love it.
It'll be like pulpish, I think. Like Peep Show, maybe. Not Peep Show, another Peep Land.
Nancy walks in on the Hardy Boys. Oh my God.
The Hardy Boys are at it, huh? They're beating off.
They're each in their bunk bed. The bunk beds are shaking.
I can't believe Harley just came down now. What the hell are you doing, girl? You lazy.
She been sleeping.
Yeah, upstairs. I had already taken her for a walk and she went upstairs and crashed out, I guess. Yeah.
She turned into a cat.
So, AD, we still haven't started talking about it yet.
Yeah, and that should cover our review of AD
It
from
went
MTV.
into a Joe Matt thing.
This is yes, it's oversized, like magazine sized, and I don't know how many pages it was.
It took me almost like 40 minutes to read,
It's probably about, I
maybe
don't know.
50. Because I went back and I reread some of the stuff because I thought that the prose was very straightforward. Like I
There's
understood
tons of froze, yeah.
the prose was like it was giving you like what the character was and like his personality and his
It's basically
parents.
like, yeah, the main character reflecting on his childhood.
Yeah. I thought that was amazing.
It was
Fascinating.
the writing was
The whole
really
theme
good,
thing I love.
the observations he was making were like really deep, I thought. I was like, damn. This is some interesting stuff in here.
That yeah, I found it like it like made me think like a lot about stuff. I thought it was amazing.
I agree. There were some lines in here that I was just like, damn, I didn't think about that.
Like
Like,
Academy Award-winning lines.
yeah, there was one. I wish I had marked which one it was, but there's one. He was like making some analogy, and it was just like, dang. He was talking about, so it gets to the point in the book where he's thinking about like life and how to him he's always like worried about something. So it's almost he makes the analogy like it's like, or the metaphor that it's like he's walking on the ice and he knows that underneath the ice, is like water or death or whatever, and it could break at any second and no one else is noticing this. And he's saying that there's little things that happen in his life that make him reflect on this. And one thing, let me, I want to find the exact quote, but he's talking about like all these little instances. You remember that part?
Yeah, I do. And I remember the balloon part like distinctively. Like the father flipping out because they like follow this balloon in the car. They're like poor. So, but they took a vacation because of stress and anxiety. The mother's the optometrist and he's like a teacher in a school. And I don't think he makes a lot of money and the thing that he enjoys to teach, nobody wants to take. So he's like kind of depressed. But they follow this balloon as they're on vacation. They're going home because they're frustrated because the weather, like they wanted to go to the beach and do stuff and the weather's just shitty. So they're like,
Yeah,
fuck
well,
it, let's just leave.
didn't they like pull him out of school and they were like, we're
Yeah,
going on vacation. Let's go to Florida.
we need to leave because the father w needed to get out. He needed to get away.
And
And
they get there, it's all shitty.
yeah, it's like crappy weather. It's like the worst vacation you could possibly go to. And the father's just like, he's just frustrated like as hell. And then they see this balloon and they start following this balloon and they
That
find out
becomes
it
like
has a message
excitement.
on it and it becomes like a big deal. Like it's like a big deal. And on the message is they can win a prize. You call the number because it's like a contest that wherever the balloon goes the farthest. So they call this number and they're like, oh, sorry, the contest ended a month, months ago. He says, but this is the farthest balloon. There's no way the other balloon would have beat it. It almost seems scientifically impossible that it would get here, but it's here. And he like flips out at the person on the other phone, on the other line of the phone. It's crazy. And then the mother starts passing out. Like she
Yeah, then
starts
the mother
having
starts having.
the medical issue stuff.
Right. And that's where, as a child, you think everything's perfect and your parents are like taking care of you and everything, and this is kind of where the reality of the world starts seeping into his childhood life. Like he notices the cracks in the world, like your parents are aren't infallible, and they have weaknesses and they're humans too, so it's like things just start falling apart in his life, and he starts noticing, I guess, the beautiful, illusion of safety that you have as a kid starts crumbling away, and you start entering the real world. But he captured that like so perfectly. It was, and I found the line, some of the lines that I was talking about. Like he says, "And as the day ends, you feel it deepening, that shadow becoming material, the blackness pooling below your nightlight, the deepest dark of the hallway that separates your room from your parents." I like this one. In the parade of blinking turn signals on the cars lined up in the red light by your house, on and off, ticking in some pattern that means nothing at all.
Yeah,
Damn.
it's pretty freaking deep, man. It's really deep.
And then, so that's the prose, and there's a lot of prose, but it's all really good. It's all really good prose. And then you get into the main story where this dude, and I don't want to spoil anything, although I don't really understand everything, so. Okay,
I don't understand. I think we should talk about it. Issue 2's already out. I'm not
we'll
worried
say
about
all
it.
right, so we'll say there's spoilers.
Because maybe
So
we could work through what we understand about it.
it jumps to the future where, well, there's actually a couple different parts of the future that it jumps to, but it looks like, so the main conceits are, there's this dude is now hundreds of years old, and at some point they figured out how to extend people's lives, right?
Yeah, that's what I get out of it. And the first job he had, I guess, was working at like a farm or something.
Well,
And
that's where the story starts, but oh no, he's, was
no,
that his second time at the farm?
he was working at the farm because he's always trying to free that calf. Matter of fact, the other farmers saying, "Well, you're trying to do stuff that we didn't like or whatever
Yeah.
at the farm." And
Oh,
then
that's right.
he's getting ready to leave, and he like steals the calf. You learn that he's like a kleptomaniac too.
Yeah, he
Like
steals
he like
stuff from all
steals
his
stuff from
calves.
all the places he's worked.
And they have like, it's almost like in the military where they're like on tours of duty where you get a job for like a certain number of years and you have that job for that long, and then when you're done you move on to the next job. But because, I think it's because people live so long, they stay at a, they're assigned to these jobs, and it looks like this is almost like a post-apocalyptic world of some sort.
I agree.
Or that aliens came or something. Because there's like pockets of humanity, and then outside of that, because like there's that one, he gets that one job in the mountains, and there's this town in the mountains, but then in the valley, it's like this weird, like Northern Lights or something.
Yeah. It seems like the second job that he gets is like a monitoring station for listening for life out of in space. Did you get that impression?
I don't know if, is it in space or is it like down on the in the on Earth?
Well, it could be on Earth. I
Because they're in the
interpreted it as space
mountains.
because they're in the mountains, maybe like look beaming up. I don't know.
I thought he's looking down. Well, they're just like looking out the window. But I thought it was
No, but
they're in the mountains.
I thought it was sound. They were listening for something.
Yeah, but I think they were, I think they're looking down, like they're in the mountains looking down on like Earth, like down the mountain, which is now this weird pool of colors, because, and they're listening because an exploration went down there to find, go f search for life, and they never heard from it, so they're trying to listen to it, listen for it to return, I guess. That was my take.
Did you order number two?
I did not.
Mm.
I had to decide if I want to get this in singles or I might just wait for a nice hardcover.
It looks like the format would be good in singles. I don't know. Depends if you want to go that way.
It is nice. It's a nice presentation, and the art is beautiful. It's a watercolor, Jeff Lemire watercolors. And then when he gets to the mountain thing, there's that woman who
No, knew him before. It sounds like they had a relationship.
And he used to actually work at this place, and she said something like she took the job there so he wouldn't have to work there because she was trying to protect him.
Yeah.
Which we don't know this full story there. And she's almost, and she's like, you don't have to take this job. You and I can just take off and forget about this and just be together. But he's like, no, I have to do this. It's like he's searching for something. I thought this was phenomenal.
Yeah, I gave it 5 out of 5 for sure.
Yeah, me
It
too.
was the best read. That the prose is what sucked me in, though. Because I'm not a prose reader, but God, the writing was just so good.
You're cutting out a lot. I'm gonna. My children are doing.
You're
Hang
cutting out? Okay. Do 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 do. I was getting a glass of orange juice, and I'm gonna walk over here and hit the pause button on the recorder because I just got done eating. This is Geek Brunch after all. So I hit pause. I'm hitting record again.
What are you eating? I thought you were eating a cookie. Now you're eating a breakfast burrito.
No, Barb made me a breakfast sandwich. It's egg and green chili and cheese.
Egg, green chili, and
Oh,
cheese.
there's bacon though. You wouldn't like it.
I would get one. I'll tell her I'll take one without the bacon.
He wants one without the bacon. She said we'll ship it over 7-day mail. But we have to have a video of you eating it after 7 days.
After 7 days, it's winter, so it should be okay.
You hope so.
What's the worst that can happen? Yeah, so after death, I recommend it, and I have to decide if I want to get the single issues. I think I'll just wait for the collection. This did take a while to read, though. I'm like.
Yeah, I have number two. I think it took me 40 minutes to 50 minutes. I mean, I took a break in there in between because I had to do something with Harley, but it was a long read. Well worth the dollar to time ratio for sure.
Oh yeah, what is the yeah, $5.99. Yeah, that's worth it.
I didn't think I'd like it because of the pros, and I like it because of the pros. So it like flipped my it flipped the switch for sure.
It's interesting in and I think it's smart going with this format just 'cause to make it stand out because it is a different. A different type of presentation. So, not that there isn't a lot of comics in it as well, though, there is.
You had that suicidal cow that was always trying to break out of the fence. Trying to save it.
Yeah. And that was, well,
Oh, and
because
then you
that
know
one.
what else was bizarre is the cassette tape. Like he wanted to record his parents to
Oh,
like
yeah, because,
capture
well,
the moment.
right. Because his, like, for a while there, his mom kept fainting, and they didn't know what was wrong with her. So he was worried that she was going to die. So he was recording everything, and then she did get sick. Yeah, it was interesting hearing him. Like he said, he would listen back to the tapes, and sometimes you could just hear like people walking or a chair moving or his dad laughing in the background. But he would just like sit and listen to it because it was like his memory of the time.
Yeah. And do you remember like towards the end they would break into that house like on the beach
Oh yeah, him and his mom used to.
and look at the art and stuff? That was
Yeah,
weird.
they would go to the beach where people had these mansions that they kind of abandoned because the water kept keeps rising. And there are these houses up on stilts, and they would sit there and pretend they lived there and stare at the artwork. He said he would go with his dad, like the whole family would go sometimes.
Yeah.
They knew like the schedule of the cleaning crews or whatever. There's a lot in this book. It was interesting.
Yeah, I can't imagine what number two will to bring. This could potentially be my favorite Scott Snyder piece. Like,
so far it's my favorite Scott Snyder piece.
It could potentially.
Yeah, let's see how he ends it. Well, maybe the fact that he's doing it with Jeff Lemire will help.
It felt like a Jeff Lemire book, like how Jeff writes. Like if you look at Sweet Tooth and stuff.
Yeah.
It's so much in this like style, like Sweet Tooth. That and Sweet Tooth is like post-apocalyptic. With the animal kid, yeah, it's weird. It's Scott Snyder, right? It doesn't even feel like Scott Snyder's writing this. I don't know. It's bizarre. So, I have a couple more books that I want to talk about. U.S. Avengers number one. This one I was sort of disappointed with. I didn't know what to expect. I guess I didn't realize it was like going to take off. New Avengers. It's just a continuation. It's really not a number one.
Okay.
This is the Avengers with Cannonball and Sunspot, how they become AIM agents and they're in their Avengers book. And this is just a continuation of AIM, like them turning AIM good for the Avengers. And the same characters that were in New Avengers are in this book. So it's just a continuation. They have Squirrel Girl in here and Thunderbolt Ross, who when I was reading New Avengers was their enemy that was always after them. So now he's Red Hulk and he's helping them. And then it's got that new character, America, she's going to come out with the number one in previews, this latest previews. But this is the one that had like 52 different covers or maybe more for each state.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I do have this one. I've not read it, though.
I just got the primary cover because that's always usually the cheapest. I didn't go for, like, my state of Colorado or anything. But I don't know how they got it because I went to the comic shop because I still go to the comic shop. And I think we had a Colorado version, and that's all we had. So I don't know if they, like, shipped the versions to each state that they were in.
Or and then
the other one, it's kind of like a good sales thing if that's the case, because if you wanted a specific cover, you had to order it from another state. So I don't know if that's the case or not.
Probably not, because through DC Best, you could order any cover, so I'm sure the stores had the same opportunity.
Well, but, could you? I didn't pay attention.
I think so.
Did you order Chicago or Illinois?
I don't know. It depends. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to look it up. Let me go to my files. Oh, I guess I could just go to DCBS and look at my order.
You probably ordered the standard cover, I bet, knowing you.
Depends how much more it was. I don't know how much of a premium I would be willing to pay. But maybe I got to Illinois. Maybe I was like, yeah, Illinois Pride. What's it called? Avengers. Oh, maybe I didn't even order it. What's it called?
U.S. Avengers?
All right, there it is. Yeah, it's got the standard cover.
Yeah, figured. The other one I wanted to point out was Unstoppable Squirrel Girl. I mean, that's – what am I talking about? Unstoppable Wasp. And this is Hank Pym's daughter from his first wife that was in Russia. If you read the origin story, she's, like, killed pretty much in issue one. I don't even think it was – I think it was in Tales to Astonish. And This features her daughter, which she was introduced in All New, All Different Avengers by Mark Waid and Jeremy Whitley. Jeremy Whitley has since taken over this. It's weird with All New Avengers. I didn't like Mark Waid's books. But when they had the Wasp in it, like she was featured in one or two books of All New Avengers, I really liked it. So they spun that character out of this book. And it has an artist I really like. I follow her on Facebook, Elsa Charretier. She drew an IDW book, but I can't remember what the name of it was. She has like a I don't know who the artist is either. I was going to compare her to somebody. But it looks like an animated type style. But she's a character that's trying to get her citizenship in the United States. And she's really likable and naive. And she's hanging out with Miss Marvel. And everything in America is very fascinating with her because the Russians kept her in the Red Room, like Black Widow. And they were training her to be an assassin initially, but they found out her knack for science was amazing. Like, she's incredibly smart. And she meets Mockingbird, and they take down another villain, and she uses science to figure out everything. Mockingbird has a liking to her. It's just a really good story. I really like this character. I really like the artwork, and I highly recommend it. Unstoppable Wasp. And the other book is Hawkeye. This is number two. This is the re-release of the female Hawkeye, which was in Matt Fraction's version of her name's Kate Bishop. She's decided to go to LA and be a private investigator. And the first person that hires her is a college student that says some guy's following her. She thinks she captures him in issue one, and he is a stalker of her, but he's not out to hurt her, so she captures the wrong guy, and then she's missing and thought dead. And she's trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Really well done. If you like Matt Fraction's Hawkeye, I think you'll like this. This is by Kelly Thompson. I don't know her. At least I can't think of her. And it's by the artist by Leonardo Romero. Very much stylistic artwork, similar to Superior Foes of Spider-Man and Hawkeye. So if you like that kind of thing, I'd highly recommend Hawkeye. That's all I want to say for Marvel. And DC books, I cover them all on DC Weekly Reads, so I don't want to go into them.
You've covered them elsewhere.
Yeah. Are you reading Hawkeye? Did you read that one?
No, I don't think I got that one.
That was really good. I gave it a 5 out of 5. I like it.
Mm.
And the Wasp.
I'll be sure to... I'll have to read that in trade, I think.
You have any other books you want to... You said you read Control number one?
I did, which you covered a couple episodes ago, maybe.
Yeah, did you like it?
I did.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't remember what your... I was going to go back and listen to your review of it.
No, I really liked it.
So did I. See, this did a great job of getting into the characters, I thought. Like the female officer.
Yeah.
So I got a good feel for her and what she's all about. So I really liked it. Yeah, I'll get the trade of this one. I remember what was the... Oh, yeah, it ended with the mayor in a compromising position.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, because they... So this is one where these
cops are investigating... The Donna Matrix in there, right? That's right, in the last page.
Yeah, the cops are investigating this... No. So there's a shooting... Some cops come to the... No, fuck, what was the... I don't remember what the setup was. Did the cops come to...
It's a homicide investigation to... There's a criminal conspiracy from the DC power elite, essentially. And there were things, there were people that was murdered. Is this the one where she walks in and the guy's hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah, so, well, that's what I was trying to remember the very beginning of the story. This guy is hanging and this guy's interrogating him. And then these beat cops come to the door. And then the dude ends up killing the two cops, killing the guy who was hanging there. And then the woman and her partner, I don't know if they're cops or FBI or what they are, I can't remember. But they come in because they were assigned to this case. And then they find a cell phone and some other stuff hidden. And then they try to trace the cell phone, but it's just a burner or whatever. But then it gets a message like, go to this hotel at this certain time, this hotel room, and they go there and they find the mayor. So
Yeah. And her partner died because he went to chase the other guy.
yeah, the guy who, right, when they, because
Cause
they,
she's getting blamed for it. Like fellow cops are like in there saying, you're the re because of your protocol to hold this guy up who's now
yeah,
in
so it's, yeah,
a coma because of you trying to save that guy's life, you caused your partner to get killed.
right, because when they run in, so as they're coming up to the place, they see the guy, some guy leaves the building, and they come into the apartment and then see what happened. So she goes over and grabs the guy who's hanging to save his life, and the other cop goes after the guy who was leaving the building. Yeah, and he ends up getting shot. Yeah, so everyone's like, why do your partner is now possibly gonna die because you had to save this dirtbag who was hanging.
Yeah, good. Andy Diggle's a good crime guy. He's good.
Yeah, with an art by
Art
Andre.
is amazing for Dynamite. Really good.
Yeah, the art was fantastic. I liked it. It was very well done. Recommended for the second time in the show.
There you go. Well, I think that wraps up our comics, right? Unless you have something else.
I believe so.
So we can jump to TV, movies, and Junior Mints. I have this weird thing, Bill. After I eat eggs, I have to have chocolate. I don't know why.
Just eggs?
Yeah, it's just eggs.
Really?
It's a weird combo, isn't it?
Well, eggs are kind of like a. Are eggs, would eggs be considered like an umami flavor?
I don't know. I don't know what that umami flavor is. I don't have pretentious words like that in my vocabulary.
Well, Mike, if you knew anything about the epicureal arts, you'd know that that's one of the flavors that exists in the world.
Barb,
It's
do you know
called.
what a umami flavor is? She says she does. What is it? She says it's hard to describe.
It is. It's not.
She says savory foods. Maybe that's why I need the sweet after the
Ask her if egg
savory.
is egg considered umami
Is an egg considered umami?
not?
Umami. She says no. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, what is egg?
You're just, she says you're just trying to fool me. Make me feel stupid on the show.
I would
That's,
like one umami
because then I would go to the grocery store. I'd have an umami egg. And what the fuck are you talking about? Eggs aren't umami. Who told you that? And then I'd look at
egg is delicious. The umami flavor
it.
coming through.
Bill says it's umami, so it's umami.
Ask her what it is if it's not umami.
What is it if it's not umami? It's just an egg, Bill. It's just an egg. There's no umamis or umdaddies. It's just egg.
Just egg. Egg flavor. So I think the umami makes you crave chocolate. How about, but I think the combination of egg and chocolate is umami.
Oh, that's what it is. So I have umami flavor by adding chocolate to my egg.
Right.
That's it is.
Because that umami is like a combination of like, it's a little bit bitter and a little bit like.
I'm going to title this episode Umami.
Umami.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look how to spell that because I don't even know what that word means. The definition is hard to describe. Umami.
Umami. It's hard to describe. You know it when you put it in your mouth.
And swallow.
And swallow.
Ooh, that was umami.
Oh, I just had some umami in my mouth. A lot of Asian stuff has like some umami flavors.
The way I'm going to spell it is like oo and then mommy. Umami.
I knew you were going to spell it like that.
So, did you watch any TV or movies?
Oh, I'm muted. I did watch the new Ghostbusters movie, like I said.
Oh, did you like it?
I did. I thought the story was kind of eh, but I really liked the characters.
Yeah, I thought it did well. Well, it's a similar plot to the previous Ghostbusters.
One.
Yeah, the first
yeah.
one.
And I liked all the cameos. That was funny.
Yeah, it had everybody except one of them, right? Well, one of the one guy is dead. That's probably why he can't be in it. It had Dan Aykroyd. It had Bill Murray. It had Ernie Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
It had what's her name? Potts. It had the secretary. That was Rick Moranis's girlfriend. It didn't have Rick Moranis. Yeah, it did have Sigourney Weaver. She was a major character in it. It was good. I liked the woman that was in Saturday Night Live. That's the tech one. I thought she was
pretty good. Yeah, Kate McKinnon or whatever. Yeah, she was the best. She was the best character. Yeah, she was so funny.
Yeah, she was really good in that. It wasn't. As much as they gave that movie shit, like on social media, it wasn't bad at all. It was good.
No, like I said, like the story was okay, but the characters were all the women did such a great job, so it was fun just watching them. I mean, they're all you know top rate actors, so they're funny.
Trying to think if we went to the movies or not. Oh, we did. We saw, God, what was that movie? It was about the women in NASA. Hidden Figures. Hidden
Figures.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that one. They did a... You ever watch... I don't think you guys watched that TV show Timeless.
We have it taped, but we haven't started watching it.
Okay.
Yet.
Because one of the episodes of that, I believe, is the same, is what involves one of the characters from Hidden Figures. Because in one of the episodes, they go back to NASA, like, when they're doing the first moon landing.
Yeah.
And they end up working with one of the women, like, who's hidden away in the basement, but the one guy's like, she's like the... He's like all excited when he sees her because she's like the real brains behind the whole thing. Without her, none of this would have been possible. Yeah.
It was an amazing movie. It focused on three women. One was an engineer that couldn't be an engineer because she was black. One was really good. Like she was like a supervisor, but she was really good with like mechanical stuff. And she's the one that learned the IBM mainframe. You know, when other people couldn't figure it out, she worked on it. And then the main character was the mathematician who could just do extraordinary amounts of math in her head and stuff. And they would even take her into the briefings because she could whiteboard it, you know, like really fast. And initially it was some white guy taking credit for her work, you know, like she would have to type up the memos or whatever with his name on it. But it turned out that like things like in the engineering world, when you're in a race for something, like to beat the Russians in this case, you are pushed against a lot of timelines. And by the time they came out of the meetings and told her, okay, crunch on these numbers, it was old material. So she was like, hey, I need to get in the meetings early. And they had that Kevin Costner character who actually like I really found that character pretty outstanding because I don't know how true it was, but he saw beyond the black and white thing kind of thing. He was looking for the best. He was like, here at NASA there is no color, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is really good. I'd highly recommend it. Really inspiring for an engineer to watch that movie.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that one. I'm trying to find out on Timeless which woman it was.
Maybe it's the mathematician. She's the one that's still alive.
Yeah, it might have been. What was the character? Was it this one? Katherine Johnson?
I think so.
Let me look up Katherine Johnson. I wonder if I click on Katherine Johnson if it'll take me to Hidden Figures. Yeah. Which character is she, though?
She's probably the mathematician one because she has a building named after her. I would imagine that the people in Timeless were focusing on that.
Yeah, she's the played by the actress from Empire.
Barb watches Empire. I don't.
It's probably. I think it was the mathematician. On Timeless, they had her. She was the only one who could. I think they were having her work on some. So it was something with the mainframes. But anyway, yeah. So that was my first exposure to that through Timeless. So I'm excited to see the actual story now.
Was Katherine Johnson the mathematician, Barb? Yeah, she said it's the main character. So that's her.
Okay. Another, I did watch an episode of The Mick.
Oh, we watched Always Sunny, so.
There you go.
There's a connection.
And it wasn't the first episode, because I missed the first episode, because I didn't know it had premiered. So it was, I don't know, it was the second or third episode. But it was really good. It was really funny. So the whatever it is, Caitlin or whatever her name is from Always Sunny. She plays I don't know the exact setup, but it seems to be that her.
It's like a Mary Poppins thing, isn't it? Like she's there to take care of the kids.
Yeah, she's taking care of her. I don't know if it's her sister, or her brother's kids, and they're like rich. And I don't know if they died or what happened, but they're. I think. It almost seems like they died and now, so they're taking care of the kids and living in the house. So in this one, the daughter, who's probably like, I don't know, 16, 17, starts sleeping with this really hot, like 20-year-old dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're constantly going at it. So they're trying to, her and the nanny, not nanny, probably like the maid of the house, are trying to get the daughter to use birth control because they don't want her to get pregnant because they know they'll have to take care of the baby. So,
yeah,
it's funny. She's awesome. So,
yeah, I like her. Well, in Always Sunny, the first episode was what I thought could be potentially controversial. Like, I thought it was funny. So I asked Daryl, because what happens to the crew is they bring a black guy. They feel like they can't watch The Wiz unless they have a black guy in there with them watching The Wiz. So they bring an old black man in there to watch The Wiz, and lightning strikes while they're watching The Wiz, and they all turn black. So when you see them, it's their character, like Charlie's Charlie, Mac is Mac. But when you look, they look in the mirror, they have a black counterpart.
Like a different actor?
Yeah,
Okay.
different actor. So that's how people see him. So like when they're trying to get in their car, they get arrested. You know, they're trying to break in the car. The most funniest scene is when Charlie is at the police station and he's talking, and Charlie is portrayed by he's a little black kid. So like when he's there, like there he talks about like sleeping with what's his name in the same bed. And he says like he'll bring hookers over and stuff like that, and then he starts talking like, this guy does that too. What's going on? It's crazy. But they sing a lot in it. It's like a musical thing, because every time they say anything, I don't know if it's like a thing of The Wiz, because I never watched The Wiz, but every time they talk, a lot of it's musical.
Yeah, well, it was a musical, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds funny.
Yeah, it was good, and we finished Agent Carter, and I thought it was a really, really good season, season two, and I think it ended like at a good point. It just had like two cliffhangers. One was about an organization and a pin they never uncovered, and the other one was at the end of it, the agent that was. You thought was a good agent, a bad agent, a good agent, and he ends up teaming up with Agent Carter, so he's a good one at the end. He gets assassinated by somebody, and you don't see anybody, you don't see who kills him, but you know these weird curly shoes. So you know those pretentious shoes that kind of like curve up?
Like
They're
a
like yuppie
Wicked Witch or
shoes.
something.
No, they're like dress shoes. But they look like a banana shape. They're
Oh, they're like
weird.
pointy.
Yeah, they like curve up. They're like so pretentious.
They're all like the umami ones.
They're umami shoes. Yeah. Umami shoes.
Yeah, I have a couple of them.
I'm sure you wear them to work.
Yeah, I wear my umami banana shoes.
You're very metrosexual, aren't you?
I'm petrosexual.
Petrosexual?
Yeah.
I don't even know what petrosexual is. You're throwing all these words at me. I need a like dictionary right in front of me.
Need your geek to umami dictionary.
I need my geek to pretentiousness
Geek to
dictionary.
pretentious dictionary.
Yeah. I think that's all we watched. I've been watching the Batman cartoon, but that's as I exercise in the morning. But
Yeah, I've been watching Corner Gas,
what?
DVD. Corner Gas. It's a Canadian TV show that was on for 6 seasons in a movie. They did a movie too, but it's not on the air anymore. Actually, they're going to make it into a cartoon.
What is
But
that about?
it's about a small town in Saskatchewan where there's a gas station, Corner Gas, and then across the street is a diner. Oh no, next door is a diner called Ruby's. It's just about all the small people, or the small people, the people in this small town. It's created by and written by and stars Brent Butt, who's a Canadian comedian. It's funny.
Where are you watching that on?
DVD.
DVD.
I have the DVDs. Have
Have a
all the
library.
DVDs.
Library?
No, you can't get that at the library.
You bought them.
I bought them. I buy all the Canadian TV show DVDs because I love it. I love the homeland.
Yeah.
My home and future homeland.
Is that where you're gonna move?
If need be.
Oh, for health insurance?
If things turn south quickly.
I figure if we retire and we're willing to take care of each other, like we could all be in the same home. You know, we could all
Like
be on
a
the porch, me, you, Daryl, Micah, everybody on the, well, Micah will be taking care of us because he's just a kid. He can come visit us on Sundays or something. But we could be in the
change
old
their diapers.
Yeah.
Would be awesome. Seeing out back on the porch or in the front
Yeah.
porch.
We're out there shitting our pants together and have somebody clean us later on. And we won't
That's
remember shit.
crazy.
We won't remember anything.
Like one floor of the house would just be like comics.
That's
It
right.
would be packed full of every comic in the world.
We'll be talking about comics the rest of our lives.
Oh, the other thing that's cool about Corner Gas is the main character, Brent. He's always reading a comic. Like whenever they cut to him in the gas station, he's always reading a comic. He was reading Savage Dragon a couple episodes ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because the actor is like a comic
Is there
fan, so.
so it's pretty funny?
Yeah, I like it. It's really funny.
You think it would appeal to the masses?
It's a very it was very popular in Canada, so it was one of the top sitcoms
But
in
would you
Canada.
enjoy it if you're not into umami?
It's very non-umami.
Non-umami.
Non-umami. It's not pretentious in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Some
Umami.
Canadian joke. But Brett had a line in a couple episodes ago that we watched where he said, like, they were talking about something about retirement. Like, oh no, he's gonna. He got an offer to sell the gas station, I think, and he's like, for like a lot of money, and he's like, I'll do it because then I could just retire and read comic books all day. I'm like, yeah, that's the dream.
Oh man, that is a dream.
He's our people.
I can't imagine that. Like that's my ideal. Like being able to retire, be healthy, go for walks, do stuff, and then read comics the rest of the time. I don't even need TV. It'd be nice, but as long as I have the comics, I'd be fine. So you have any food you want to talk about? Any umami food that you've had?
What umamis did I have? I don't remember if I had any good umamis lately.
You really have a set eating thing, right? Like you eat the same shit all the time.
Well, yeah, I think most people do. I
I don't
mean,
think
you have your
we've been eating a lot of the Blue Apron stuff. It's pretty amazing.
standard stuff.
We had like the best, I in my opinion, the best sesame chicken I've ever eaten.
Nice.
Yeah. And it came in one of those Blue Apron boxes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We did the Blue Apron trial thing.
Did you do the noodle one? That didn't have any meat in it. That was delicious. I didn't think I'd like it. It was
Don't think
just
we
like
did. No, we didn't do a noodle one.
okay.
We did
It was
a.
linguine. It was linguine and something.
Okay. One of the ones we did was a how was it? Like a spaghetti squash, which I don't really I haven't had spaghetti squash since I was a kid, and I don't
Yeah.
remember really liking it, but it was actually really good. It was actually really good. It had a nice umami flavor to
Umami.
it.
We didn't have the spaghetti squash. We had that linguine. The sesame chicken was amazing. Like today, we're eating a veggie. Are they called strombolis?
Yeah,
Mushroom
Stromboli.
spinach stromboli we were eating
Oh, that
from
sounds good.
Blue Apron. Don't forget to turn it off though if you don't want it. I'll just tell
Yeah.
you that. They'll ship you other ones. And they'll probably ship you stuff that you don't want because there might be meat or
Well,
chicken.
there's a. They have a. That's the one good thing. Like when you sign up, there's like lots of different options. Like you
Oh, they
can.
have a veggie
They have a
option or
veggie option. And then I think they have like. I think you can do like a fish option too.
oh, cool.
But I think you can customize it
Yeah.
pretty well.
I've been really happy. There's only one that I didn't like. Like I would never get it again. Even the ones that I thought were okay, I would eat again. But there was just one. It was a soup, like a potato thing, a potato chowder I didn't like.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the only thing I think we didn't like is there was like a tomato soup.
Yeah.
That like it was a tomato soup and they like with tons of onions, like a lot of like way too many onions in the soup.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't even put in all the onions they called for. It's like they overdid the onions in the
Well,
soup.
that's what Daryl did the other day or yesterday. We were talking. He got the guacamole burgers, and he put like way too much onion in the guacamole. He
Okay,
said,
so it's like
"I just
so
put too much onion."
it's like mostly onion.
Yeah, I love onion, so I'm okay with that. But I love onion. I think I got that from my dad. I just
I don't
couldn't
love
get.
onion. I mean, I don't I love having onion in things, but that's not like the main draw for me.
I even like it when it's like really strong and overpowering. Like sometimes you'll get a burger and you bite into an onion and it's like,
Yes,
wow, I like,
super strong.
yeah, I love it.
You like that umami onion flavor?
That is umami right there. When it's really strong, it's so umami it'll make you cry.
That's when it like goes like half of the flavor comes through your nose.
Yeah, that's great. I like when it gives you that up your
Nose
nose thing.
burn.
Yeah, nose burn. Oh, that's good. Oh, we had the pepper steak too, but I had to scrape off the pepper. It's too peppery. I mean, if you love pepper, you'll
Was
love
it
it.
like green
The pe
pepper or
pep
like
it's a pepper seed. What, you know, like black pepper?
oh
Except
black
it's that.
oh yeah I like that
It was black pepper, but
oh
it's
like a
not.
bat black pepper crust
No, it's black pepper, but the circular balls, like before they grind it into like a fine pepper.
yeah peppercorn
Peppercorn, thank you.
I love the peppercorn just whole peppercorn
It's too. Yeah, it's like whole peppercorns
yeah
on the
that's a
steak.
little spicy.
They're strong. Like you
Oh,
bite
you can
into a
bite into
peppercorn, it's
it.
kind of overwhelming.
It
Like you
is.
usually get peppercorns and then you have a pepper shaker that will mince them into pepper. I like it like that.
They could do it like a rough chop on them.
Yeah.
Tell Byron to do a rough chop next time.
She is that an umami rough chop or
No, that's not an umami rough chop. Or smash them. You could smash them too.
smash the pepper?
Crack it. Cracked. You want cracked pepper corns.
Yeah.
Maybe she misread the recipe.
Potatoes were
I would
good though.
complain.
Like they had a potato and you kind of like make your own like potato chip out of it. Oh, those are great.
And the Blue Apron's funny because you get like all these like little containers of stuff.
Yeah.
They're
They keep
funny.
it fresh though. At least when we haven't had anything. We've had one box that was missing something, but we haven't had
Oh, really?
bad
Yeah, stuff
ingredients
bad.
or anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting little company.
If you order again from them, the linguine, man, that linguine thing, the lemon linguine thing. Oh, that's fascinating. It's
I'll have to look
good.
at. They have a
It's
lot
there.
of recipes
There's
on
no
their site.
meat on there at all.
I have to look it
You
up on their
might like
site.
that one.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Yeah.
Blue
Linguine.
Apron, lemon, umami, linguine.
Umami.
Yeah, that's another thing is like Blue Apron puts like a lot of their recipes online, like on their site. It's
And you get those nice cards, so if you want to make it again and you don't want to order it again, you could just make it again. We've done that with a couple of them where we just bought the ingredients ourselves and remade it, yeah. They're kind of expensive. Like, it's like if you were going out to eat for two people.
Yeah, but you have to make it yourself.
Yeah,
that's the one thing. It's kind of it is kind of expensive.
It works out well if you have bad weather and you have a meal and you're making like a meal because you can't leave the house. You have all the ingredients right there.
Was it the lemon bucatini?
No, it's. Barb, are you on the phone? What was that linguine rum called? I know, but what was it called? Did it have linguine in it? It wasn't bucatini, was it?
Bucatini?
Oh, yeah, it was a spicy shrimp and bucatini pasta.
Yeah, this one doesn't say shrimp.
And you eat shrimp, right?
I do.
It's with kale. It's spicy shrimp and bucatini pasta with kale.
No, that's not this one. They have another bucatini.
Oh, you would have loved that pool boy shrimp sandwich I had the other day. Because you like spicy?
I saw a picture of it.
Oh, yeah. God, it was good. And it was hot. It was good.
I'm not a big fan of pool boys. Shrimp po' boys, but I do like them. I'm not a huge fan of them, though.
No, but you would have liked this one. The sauce would have knocked
your sauce
off.
It was good, yeah.
In other words, I have po' boys, but this is like the best po' boy I've ever had. Like, ever. I think you
really?
Dig, I think you dig the sauce. That's where you'd be like,
it
wow.
It did look good.
And the bread
All right, here we
amazing.
Go. I found
the spicy shrimp and bucatini pasta.
I got shrimp. Oh, I spelled shrimp wrong. Shrimp. Bucatini. Shrimp bucatini. Here it is. Spicy shrimp and bucatini pasta with kale.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So that's recommended, huh?
Highly recommended if you go for it again.
Had to get some kale.
I think we replaced it with spinach because kale is such a harsh weed for me. Oh, no, we did kale for this one. Never mind. Sometimes if there's kale, we'll replace it with spinach. Sometimes.
I'll have to replace the bucatini with some. I'll just use linguine.
What's wrong with bucatini?
I don't know if I can get bucatini. I guess I probably could. I just never looked for it.
You can buy bucatini. It's like a linguine. It's just it has a little more umami flavor to it.
Is it like a little thicker? It's like
it's a thicker umami.
I'll try and find some. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
They got some good recipes.
Good stuff.
Enter. Yes.
So we actually had some food to talk about.
I haven't posted them yet. We'll do that today.
You got to get those comics out.
My daughter wants to sell some Pokemon cards on eBay.
Oh, do they actually sell?
They do. It's a thing. Still a thing. It's been
how much does a card go for now? $2, maybe.
She has one that's, I think her most expensive one's like 17.
Wow.
And then she has a couple that she wants to sell for like 8 or so.
Does she play Pokemon or does she just like make money off of it?
Both. She plays it. Not like she's not. I don't think she's too serious about the playing, but she does play it.
Hmm.
She likes collecting the cards. She got the collector bug.
Yeah.
She inherited that.
But does she likes to just not get card number one and then stop, right? She gets other cards.
She gets the, yeah, she gets, she's weird. She doesn't, she's not waiting for the trade. Card trade. I don't understand that. It's funny, I don't think my son got the, my son didn't get the collector bug. Well, my daughter did.
He just likes to,
I guess it's not a bug, it's a gene.
Well, it's a collector thing, but then she wants to sell it too.
That's true.
That's like the perfect thing.
Yes.
Ideally, because if you enjoy what you collect and then sell it for more money, then you're not accumulating it, but you're making profit.
Right. You're. But then you don't own it, so it's foreign.
It's kind of like umami.
I don't think you know what that means.
I do know what it means now. And I'm going to use it almost in every sentence. When I go to work on Monday, I'm going to use that word. Say, this is like another umami day. Well, do you want to wrap this one up, Bill? Are you on mute?
Or you... Oh, yeah, I'm on mute.
You want to wrap this one up?
Yeah, I don't think I have any other food.
All right. You can reach Umami Bill at DBM00 on Twitters, and he'll be able to tell you what umami means. And if
where to get it.
If you send him something, he could tell you if it's umami, true or false.
I think I need to do an umami Alfie and Mr. Bubbles.
That's what you need to do.
I want to make a note of that. I will mention it to my son. We will discuss it.
Umami.
That sounds good.
And everybody will be scratching their head. What the hell's umami?
Well, Alfie, there's no way Alfie will know what umami means. So. He will be misusing it, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. We are Bill and Mike at comicbooknoise.com. Those are our emails. You can reach us on the Facebooks at Geek Brunch Podcast. And also at geekbrunchpodcast.com.
Yes.
And leave an iTunes review.
Yes.
We could use them all.
That promotes.
I want an business. Umami review to say Geek Brunch is so umami.
So umami.
That's what I want. That would make my day. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later, Bill. And you have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.